you. The song, I worship the power of love, which manifests itself in Jesus Christ. I surrender. I worm was loved.
A
wonderful song which expresses what the love of God means and how it was manifested. Now just briefly, actually, I wanted to call all the brothers for prayer in the various languages. Brother Kukaczka, Brother Trabani, Brother from Slovakia, Brother Müller. Actually, I wanted to call Brother Daniel for prayer. All brothers in the various languages. We will see how it will be now at the end. We just want that all know that we appreciate it, that you are coming, that you are coming, and that you are having part in the proclamation, having part in what God is doing right now. I believe the longest distance from Romania is 1,700 kilometers. And if one then thinks that people are here who stay 7.5 kilometers from here and do not come, and people are coming from near and far to hear God's word. God bless you. May God bless us all. And we are convinced that God's word will not return void, but it will accomplish for what it was sent for. From yesterday, we received a couple of emails, greetings from Namibia, greetings from New Zealand, greetings from Kananga, greetings again from Kananga, then greetings from Brother Adi from Romania, then greetings from Brother and Sister Walter. We all know who that is. In the house of our brother Bauer and who are part of it. Greetings from Cluj. Greetings from Kolwezi. All of them listened yesterday and all received the word. Greetings from again, Brother Mamba, who since 1977 believes the word of the Lord with all their heart. Greetings from Turin. Greetings from Kujir, Romania. Greetings, Brother from Musuzuki, from the capital of the Ivory Coast. Greetings. I don't see it here properly. In any case, it's greetings which were given to us. Then greetings from Brother Ellis, from the whole family, from Edmonton, Canada. Greetings from the Ivory Coast once again. Greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and from all from Finland. And then once again greetings from Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. Then the phone calls from this morning, from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, from Brother Paul from Nairobi, Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Brother Ngonga from Brother Bruce from Cape Town, South Africa. Brother Gilles Song is greeting all, especially Brother Kupfer. And then, once again, greetings from Gabon, from the whole church. We are grateful to God. Yesterday, all together, 920 were connected in all peoples of the earth and who heard the word of the Lord. Partly, we crossed already the 1,000 connections. We are just grateful. We are grateful for the Lord, for these possibilities that we can be heard worldwide. And we remember time and again the word of the Lord. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And as we read last night, for yet a little while, and he shall come who has given the promise, and who has given us the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. And then also the word from Hebrews 4, verse 1, lest any of you turns out that he is left behind. Time and again I will say it, that out of full conviction, I believe that all who hear the voice of God now, who believe the word of God, the promises for this time, they will see the glory of God. God does not make empty promises. He stands to every promise which he has given to us. To the unbelieving scribes and Pharisees, the Lord said at that time, you don't believe because you are not of God. He who is of God heareth the words of God. This applies forever. In the earthly realm, we see the times of the end time, the signs of the end time. One doesn't recognize the world anymore. What kind of changes have come since the Second World War? Everything has become different. And today, in a couple of hours, the election starts in America. When I think about there were brothers who were persecuted in England and who emigrated to the USA, and thus they started the modern America. And then I think about the Mennonites from the city of Krefeld. They traveled to Philadelphia to make America the America, where the liberty of faith exists, which was not here in Europe anymore. They practiced it there. Where the bell of liberty was rang, and all the inhabitants, already that was written in the Old Testament, of the great reconciliation day, that all should experience their reconciliation with God. Now, without judging, now we have two candidates. The one, up to his youth, he went to the mosque in Jakarta, He received the Islamic lessons up into his youth before he returned to Hawaii. And the second candidate belongs to the denomination which baptize for the dead and which pray for the dead. Both. If somebody joins their fellowship and is baptized, he may also pray for a relative, and he may also be baptized for one who died already. If one thinks about it, that God has sent to this country a prophet, and things happened which didn't happen since the days of our Lord. And then Brother Branham says, I don't pray anymore for America, just for the believers who have heard the call of the Lord. It's just too late. And if we look around the whole world, now without judging, it's just Sodom and Gomorrah. Really, Sodom and Gomorrah, very officially, publicly. And also this word from Leviticus 20, from verse 7. God didn't permit it at all. He put the death penalty on it. It was adultery. It was homosexuality. And it was sex with animals. The death penalty on the spot. No grace. No conversation. No discussion. He was found in adultery, had to be stoned. He who was homosexual, stoned. He who had sex with animals, on the spot, he must be killed. There was the death penalty on the spot. And what is today? Today, the whole world is a Sodom and a Gomorrah. Didn't the Lord foretell it? As in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it will be in the time when the Son of Man reveals himself. And when he then will come. Everything is coming to fulfillment in politics, in the religion, in the nations. Also, the natural catastrophes are increasing. And one day, the west coast of the USA, it will be hit, as Brother Branham has seen it. But for us, is still valid the requirement, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we are just convinced that God has given us the last message, the last call, the absolute teaching and revelation of His Word and of His will. He has given it to us by His grace. And now it's really about and important, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. The Lord doesn't speak outside of the church. He speaks in the church. He doesn't walk outside of the candlestick, but he walks within the candlestick. He has the seven stars in his hand, and seven times we have the promises in Revelation 2 and 3. He that overcometh, and he who overcomes, namely those who hear to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. They are the overcomers. All the others, they will bypass it. And as last night it was mentioned, brothers and sisters, If even among the virgins there are foolish and wise, it just tears one's heart. If it would be according to me, then I would say, please come all. But the Lord can only take them who really agree with His word, who agree with His will. Of course, not people who have an inner rebellion to that what He said. And to bring it to the point here, who are against what He's doing right now. What did Brother Branham say? The people always thank God for what He has done and are looking for that what He will still do and are bypassing what He is doing right now. God has given us the grace that we got the connection, really the connection we found, that God could continue. God doesn't interrupt. God always continues. As we heard it from Brother Branham a couple of times, since the Reformation, God, time and again, He gave deeper and deeper revivals. When the one was finished, then the next one came, and the next one, up to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But right at the end, the church must agree with Word and Spirit. Everything must come back into its original condition. Now, concerning the day, the singers, they have sung it once again. And let me read these places from Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1, here we read verse 6, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. This is our conviction that the Lord will complete the work of redemption with the bride church unto the day of His return by His grace. No rebellion in us, but an inner agreement to every word which the Lord has given to us by His grace. Here, Paul expressed being confident of this very thing, a very firm conviction that He who started, He will also finish. Could He start in you? Then He will also finish. If He could not start, then He will also not finish. The work, the redemption work of God must take place in every individual. Then, verses 9 and 10, we read in Philippians 1, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Say Amen. This is our prayer, our desire, that on that day, when the Lord takes his own home, that we by grace are part of it. And let us say it time and again, he who hears now his voice will also then hear his voice. In chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, here we could read from verse 12 what Paul has written at that time. Philippians 2, let us read from verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not only when a man of God is present and is preaching the word, no, also when he is afar, that the heard word, that we believe it, and that we also put it into practice. Verse 13, for it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Both the willing to will and to do of his good pleasure. Then the admonition, do all things without murmurings and disputings, without murmurings, without any doubt. Then verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless as the children of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. A crooked, a perverse world and generation. And our Lord says, ye are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. May the Lord God give grace to all, also in the everyday life, giving grace, that we are not ruled by some habits, but that God gives us grace, and that we can rule over everything. I think here now on all who are in professions in the office with the internet, what kind of temptations are there? Many youth are switching on some things, and what do they see? What do they hear? Please rule this computer, but don't be ruled by any program. Don't be ruled by any program, but have the grace in the presence of God, that also in such situations it can be manifested that you are not of this world. Let us go to Colossians, chapter 3. Here a word is addressed to all who are coming new to the Lord, who consecrate their lives to the Lord. Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 8. Just three verses, from 8 to 10. But now, ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. A word to all who experience their conversion, who enter the narrow gate, who are stepping on the narrow way, who are putting off the old man and who are putting on the new man. And the Holy Spirit lets us precisely know what we have to put off, what belongs to the old man. And He will work it in us, what is pleasing before God. Similar words we have in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22-24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Also these words must be read, must be heard, must be believed. And here we arrived at a point, brothers and sisters, many within the message, they are discussing about things which Brother Branham said and didn't experience a conversion at all, don't know what a new birth is, what a renewing is, are just fantasizing in their realms. No! We, from the very beginning, we have to step on the narrow way. We have to experience a genuine conversion and renewing and new birth. And then comes to fulfillment what is also written, namely in Colossians, chapter 3, Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 1, Colossians 3, from verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. These are words of the Scripture. Something which really touches my heart, we find in the Old Testament,
das Volk Israel mit mächtiger
when God led out the people of Israel with a mighty hand and he swore by himself that he would give them the land which would flow from milk and honey. Let us read these words which are really touching our hearts. And then we will ask ourselves the question where God's word places us. Let us say it also from last night. Doubt, unbelief, and disobedience are damned. These are things with which God can do absolutely nothing. And here we have a chapter in which God two times has sworn, and he had to swear for the second time because the laid out, the redeemed, delivered people went on their own ways and resisted to all what the Lord said and commanded them. One can read it in Moses, but here, by the prophet Ezekiel, in chapter 20, he said a couple of times some things which touched my heart. And it's written, all scripture is given by God and is profitable for teaching and for the admonition so that the man of God is made perfect. Here in Ezekiel, in chapter 20, we read from verse 5 and 6, Ezekiel 20, verse 5, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God. And then comes the promise. In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them, to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the crown of all lands. At the leading out. But then came the time of trial, of testing. Then obedience was required. Then faith was required. Not resisting. It's written time and again, Ezekiel 20, verse 8. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They rebelled and they didn't want to hearken unto me. Verse 13. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And now, to make it brief, the pain is just very great. It's written in verse 15, yet Also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey.
Das von Milch und Honig überfließt.
Which is the crown of all lands. And now comes the reason. Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. For their heart went after their idols. Verse 21, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes. What did we look at yesterday? Faith, the trust, and the obedience belong together. What good is it today to all the confessions, all the denominations who don't believe according to the Word of God, who don't teach and practice accordingly, who are really walking on their own ways and are doing what they think to be right and don't care about what God has said? God has given us the grace that we receive correction, that the things which were not right, that we by grace correct them again. And for this reason the message was given, not only that we speak about it. What is the purpose? What is the final result of the message which God has given us by His grace? The message which would forerun the second coming of Christ. It must forerun, because that's how the Lord promised it. And so we have become a part of that, what God is doing right now according to His Word. There's of course no rebellion in us towards the promise. When God says, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, then God has taken the responsibility for it. Then it had to happen at the end of the day of salvation, before the great and terrible day comes, before sun turns into darkness and before the moon turns into blood. I have no trouble to believe it. And the Lord, of course, confirmed it in Matthew 17, verse 11, and Mark 9, verse 12. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And then we hear it from the mouth of Brother Branham, time and again, the message of the hour is back to the Word, back to the Word, that the church is in full agreement at the end with the Word which was preached at the beginning, and that she's restored. Now concerning unbelief and belief, let me read from Romans chapter 4, just to show us what kind of effect the faith has and what kind of effect unbelief has. Romans chapter 4, Here we read from verse 20, Romans 4, from verse 20. Nevertheless, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Unbelief makes you crazy. Faith brings us into the right condition before God, that we look to the invisible as we would see him, knowing that he has taken the responsibility for what he promised. And this is the story here of Abraham. Abraham believed. Abraham obeyed, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. In Romans chapter 11, we have then the sad report about that, what happened to the people of Israel, namely to them who did not believe. Romans 11, verse
20.
Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Because of their unbelief, they were broken off. And you, because of your belief, you were grafted in. Then, in verse 23, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Faith brings us back to God. Unbelief separates us from God. And brothers and sisters, this is what Brother Branham wanted to say in the quotes which I read. Behind no word we may put a question mark, and we may not go into any discussion. Just believe. Today I received a phone call very early in the morning. I don't know this man. He said, may I discuss with you via telephone? With me you cannot discuss at all. Neither via telephone, nor face-to-face. If you like, you can write me an email. We are not here to discuss. We are here to believe, as the Scripture has said it. And when unbelief separates us from God, and when faith brings us back and joins us again with God, then please, let us believe. Let us believe with all our hearts, as the Scripture has said it. In Hebrews, chapter 11, it's of course the chapter of faith, where all the heroes of faith are listed, with whom God were, and who trusted God, and who believed him. Hebrews, chapter 11, here we have it, in verse 17 up to 19, Hebrews 11, from verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And listen what is written in verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So faith, which God had given Abraham, was so mighty, and the obedience confirmed it. Let us read it from James, chapter 2. And so that we all know, faith and obedience, they belong together. James, chapter 2, a very misunderstood word. Martin Luther, firstly, he refused to translate it. He couldn't place it because he was referring to Romans 4. That the justification alone happens by faith. And this alone he emphasized and overemphasized that he could not do anything with what James was writing. He couldn't cope with it. Then we read it. James, chapter 2, from verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? It could be said in the singular. Because of obedience. Because of obedience. His faith was justified. He believed and he obeyed. It were not some kind of works which he had done. No, he did what the Lord commanded him. And here, faith connects with the deed. Faith, belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth and is baptized. So, the deed belonged to the faith. Verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect.
Das Werk zur Vollendung gebracht wurde. Der Glaube, den Abraham schon in 1. Faith,
which Abraham had already in Genesis 14 and 16, 17, 18, then in chapter 22, it was confirmed when obedience followed the faith. The same it is with us, brothers and sisters. Faith and obedience belong together. And so, faith found its confirmation, its fulfillment by grace. Then, verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. He was called the friend of God when faith and obedience were put together, when the faith was proved by the obedience. And by this, he was called the friend of God. You can read it in Isaiah 41, and one can read it in John 15, verse 14. Ye are my friends if ye do what I commanded you, not bypassing it, but doing what the Lord commanded us. And the greatest command is love, the love of God, the love of God, which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. God is love. And the Lord said, thereby all will recognize that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Really, a genuine divine love among one another, that we would be ready to give our life for the brother, for the sister. As Paul has written, and even if I would be cursed and put out of the church, if I just could save my brothers according to the flesh, saving love, not judging the people, we are just having great pain. And how would I rejoice if before the return of the Lord and a harvest could be brought in as never before? It could be millions for my sake. I have nothing against it. Every soul I'm sorry about, which will be lost. God will take care that in the last visitation of God, the last ones will be called out, and that the number will be full, and only then the trump of God shall sound. Now concerning our Lord, our beloved Savior, let me to it read from Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, where our Lord is described in his mankind, where he lived out what we can also live out by his grace. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Thereby being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Amen.
Amen.
When we look at these things, the Lord of glory, who walked in the Garden of Eden, the only God manifested in a visible shape, the Lord, Yahweh, he became man for the sake of man. The Lord became a servant. He came into a body of flesh and blood to redeem us, who we were born again as sons and daughters, to live for us a life which we can also live by His grace. And when suffering come upon us, let us learn obedience in sufferings, and let us not despair, but let us believe and trust the Lord, knowing that He will bring it to pass. He, our Lord and Savior, when He became man, when He was a son, in His sufferings, He learned obedience. Don't be offended. Be thankful. If it would not have happened with the Redeemer in His body, then it could have never happened in us who we are still in the flesh. Just receive the redemption which belongs to it, just as God has given it to us. Just believe every word of our God with all our hearts. Please, don't put a pencil here to correct something. If there is something to be corrected, then not in the Word, but in you and in me, in all of us. There we have to correct things. And there the correction must start. Let us read verse 9 once again. And thereby He was made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Thanks be to the Redeemer, our Lord, who has come to us, who obeyed, who was obedient unto the death on the cross, so that we who were crucified with Christ, so that we can live out His life by faith and obedience. Now, two other scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4, here it speaks of unbelief. Let us just remove disobedience and unbelief, and let us believe, let us obey. These two things are emphasized. With disobedience and unbelief, God can do nothing, only with belief and obedience. In Hebrews chapter 3, it's written in verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief is falling away from God. And when it speaks of the great falling away, in 2 Thessalonians, in chapter 2, the great falling away which comes upon the whole earth, then we are just grateful to God that we can believe, believing as the Scripture says. But here our attention is required. Take heed, brethren. This word is not addressed to unbelievers, but addressed to believers. Take heed, beloved brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Also this admonition is addressed to all of us. Doesn't matter where it's written and what it was said. We believe what the Scripture says. We believe as the Scripture has said it. And we abide. We remain joined with God. In Hebrews chapter 4, we read verse 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Hebrews 4, verse 11.
So wollen wir also,
let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Or disobedience. Disobedience was very much rebuked by God. And therefore, faith and obedience must be there and emphasized with the believers. Let us read the place from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Here we have the admonition which Paul left to us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 to 4.
Der letzte Teil von, ja, lesen wir Vers 2.
Let us read verse 2.
But
even after that we have suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much conflict. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were approved of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who trieth our hearts. Regardless of all the persecutions, of all the trials, whatever may come, the apostle put his trust in the Lord. The same we may do in this time. As we heard last night from Philippians, it just pleased the Lord to act in the way he did it. And we may continue with the proclamation of his precious word. And if he wants, until he comes, his will be done, and his return is very, very near. I think you feel also the responsibility which we have together before God. I couldn't preach the word before empty seats. Who would believe? Who would believe all over the world that a commission, a sending took place? Who would believe if there would be no house of God here? If we would not be children of God, who would believe the word of the hour and who would believe it? God really took care for it, that the last message also in this regard is trustworthy. worthy to believe, and that God has confirmed his word. And it's now 50 years ago. I was 29 when the Lord called me. I look back to all the years. I will send you from city to city to preach my word. This is as true as every word which we read here. And we are just grateful to God, and again grateful that the whole world can listen and can experience and witness. And let us say it once again, that with the mighty ministry of Brother Branham, not everything came to its end. No, a continuation took place. I would say a new beginning was made by his grace. The whole world is being included in the proclamation. If you think about it, New Zealand, there every day starts. There the sun goes up every day. And then when we go up to the west, when it goes down, I told you before, from Auckland, New Zealand, I was flying to Los Angeles. And when I arrived in Honolulu, there it was Sunday evening, and here it was Saturday evening, one day back. I thought by myself, what is this now? And then we flew over the time zone. But the whole world is being included, regardless of what kind of time they have. In Canada, in USA, they stand up early in the morning at 4 o'clock to join us. In New Zealand, they are now about to go to bed. But firstly, they are listening the word of the Lord. How grateful we can be. Grateful for God has given us, for his word, for the grace, for every revelation, for the leading in into the plan of salvation of our God. Grateful that you are all coming. Grateful that we can have this transmission. Grateful for singing, for the musicians. Grateful that God is glorified at this place and that he comes to his right. Grateful for all the languages which he has given us. Grateful for everything. Our God is a faithful God, and he will finish his work in our time. Now, one verse from Hebrews, no, from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19. For what is our hope or joy or crowning of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his return? Not only today, here in the meeting, or wherever God's word is being heard, but in the day of Jesus Christ, when he will return to take all home who believed him, who were obedient, who let themselves be brought back according to the scripture. Ye, my people, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, and I will be your God. Just one more time as a shock. We spoke about the condition of the world. And nobody can change it also not I. The uniting of all religions, everything what is happening now, and the connections between all the nations, everything, the last empire comes up as written in Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7. But what I wanted to say is the following, addressed to believers now. In view to that what we said before, that God has put the death penalty on some things on the spot, please believe me, nobody will be raptured who is living in adultery. Nobody will be raptured who is homosexual. Nobody will be raptured. It's impossible. Shall it continue like this in heaven? No. He who is born of God is born again. The old is past. Behold, I make all things new. And it must be said and preached with all seriousness. Not that somebody thinks, oh, grace, grace, grace. Yes, grace works everything. Believe, and let the grace be at work in your life. It's still written, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Let us be sanctified by the word, through and through, in obedience and in faith. Then there's no inner resistance anymore. There's an inner agreement to every word of God, which was given to us by His grace and which was revealed also to us. May the faithful Lord, may He put together this patchwork and may He continue to speak with us so that we recognize this is the most important time. The most important time period in all of the history of mankind. Just remember the two scriptures. For yet it is a little while, and then the Lord will return. And just look that lest any of you turns out to be left behind. It's still written, two will be on one bed, two will be on a field, two will be at the mill. One shall be taken and the other one will be left. Let us believe that we are part of them who are not left behind, but who will be taken up together with the Lord. He has given us the guarantee, and we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture has said. I would like it best to read a word from Hebrews. Although our time is almost up, but yet it is still our time. Please read Hebrews 6, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17. Take it into your heart. Hebrews 6, verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, the unchangeableness of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Such a certainty God has given us. He not only has given promises, not only purposed His counsel, He became surety for it, that everything what He purposed before the foundation of the world, He will bring it also to pass. He confirmed it by an oath. And we can say, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory, and his victory has become our victory. And we are grateful with all our hearts. Believe as the scripture says, and the Lord God will make all things well. Amen. Let us stand up, and we sing the chorus, Just As I Am. And then we will address a word to those who want to be baptized. I would like to say it in love and also seriously. We at this place, we only want to baptize those who have experienced a true conversion, who stepped on the narrow way, who received with all their hearts what was given to us by the sacrifice of our Savior, who received the forgiveness of sins personally as their personal experience of salvation. Not because Mama or Daddy believes, but because you personally was, you were spoken to by the word. You have heard the call and you are coming to the Lord according to the scripture, Acts 2. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off, even to them whom the Lord our God shall call. If he has called you, and if you respond to this call, then you can make a covenant of a good conscience by baptism. In baptism, we confess that we received and accepted our Lord. In the spirit baptism, he confesses that he received and accepted us. We need both faith, obedience, and we need the biblical baptism in water, and we need the biblical baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire. May the Lord God give us everything. It belongs to the restoration, the full salvation, the full gospel. Everything goes with it. And God has given us everything. As we are bowing our heads, I would like to ask whether there shall be a baptism today or whether you want to wait. Who would like to be baptized today?
Ich sehe im Moment eins. Ja, der Bruder kommt schon nach vorne. Ja, dann kommt ja auch nach vorne. Ist noch jemand hier?
Is there somebody else who would like to be baptized? Please come to the front.
Hier war noch jemand.
Here was somebody else.
Bitte?
Pardon?
Ja.
Is there somebody else?
Ja, sprichst du ein bisschen Deutsch?
Do you speak German, sister?
Seulement anglais, le français. Ja. Gott, der Herr, segne euch.
May the Lord God bless you.
Sei mit euch.
May he be with you.
Und ihr wollt euch auch taufen lassen?
You also would like to be baptized? Very nice.
Ihr wisst, was es bedeutet.
You know what it means? Do you speak German?
Bitte?
Pardon?
English.
English.
Sure. Wir haben jedes Mal darüber gesprochen.
Every time we spoke about it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who doesn't believe will be damned. These are the words of our Lord. And we, at this weekend, we emphasized it. Unbelief is a damnable thing. Faith is a gift of our God. And we may believe with all our hearts, as the Scripture has said it. You accepted the Savior as your personal Savior, and now you are ready to be baptized, and you are ready to follow the Lord in obedience and faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for your precious and holy word. And we thank you for our brothers and sisters who have consecrated their lives to you and who want to be baptized into your name in obedience and in faith. May your abiding blessing rest upon you. Be with them as you promised all the days of their lives. Great God, may also this day go into their history and in our history, a day which you have made, a day in which you have spoken to us very seriously. I thank you that all doubt, all unbelief, all disobedience are banned, are taken away in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That faith, trusting and obedience is established in all of us. That it finds fulfillment in all of us. As obedient children, we are fashioning our lives not in the way of the world. As you have said through Paul, great God, every word addresses us, every word is touching our hearts, every word we believe, and we thank you that you so very personally are speaking to us. To you, the Almighty God, we thank you once again for your grace and faithfulness, for your written, living, and revealed word, for the message of the hour. We thank you for your servant and prophet, Brother Branham, whom you have sent, and we thank you that the message has reached into all the world and it is still being spread. We are claiming to all the redeemed. We are claiming all who are part of the bride lamb. Call them. Pull them out from everything. Take them into obedience of your will and word. And may all be blessed worldwide, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for yesterday, for today. We say thanks for all the words of the Scripture. And I thank you that you blessed all, that you spoke to all, that no resistance is here anymore, no rebellion, but that all believe and with all their heart and soul. To you, the only God, be the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Let us sing Only Believe. One moment, please. Do we have special requests, whether it's sickness or anything else? Raise your hand. Thank you. Also this we will bring now to the Lord. Dear Lord, in every meeting in which you were present, everything happened. There was forgiveness, there was healing, there was deliverance. You are present today. In thee we have forgiveness, healing, deliverance. Everything we have in you and through you, and we receive it. By your stripes I am healed. By your stripes we are all healed. By the power of God, by the faith, it is finished. We thank you with all our hearts for it. And I ask you, give now each one the faith that you have done it, and that they go from this place and that they can thank you. Blessed and praised be your wonderful holy name. Together we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. We thank you for the victory of Calvary in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Amen. And all the people say, Maranatha. Hallelujah. Dear brothers, which I didn't call to the front, please take greetings with you. Sincere greetings into all the countries, all the cities. You, in particular from Africa, the brother from Guadeloupe, wherever you are from, may all be blessed. Take greetings with you. We are joined in our Lord all over Europe, all over the world. With God, there is no time difference. With God, there is no distance. He is omnipresent. He is almighty. To him be the glory, now and forever. Take greetings with you. Take greetings to Romania. Take greetings to Italy. Take greetings, Brother Trapani. Take greetings to all with whom you have fellowship. God bless in particular Brother and Sister Kupfer, my old friends. God bless you. May He bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Are our two sisters still here? Then they could still sing us a song. We didn't call them yet at this weekend. To our God be once again the glory and the praise for everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are the two sisters here? Please come and sing to the glory of our God. We sing, we thank the choir, we thank the musicians, we thank the Lord for everything.
Dort in dem Garten Gethsemane rank unser Jesus voller Leid und Weh. Blutstropfen fielen, der Kampf war schwer. Die Jünger schliefen, allein war der Herr. Jesus ist Sieger über den Tod. Jesus ist Sieger, bricht alle Not. Jesus ist Sieger in Ewigkeit. Für dich hat Jesus den Sieg schon bereit. Sein Kreuz trug Jesus nach Golgatha, um dich zu retten, litt er all da. Und stehst du heute in dunkler Nacht, hör Jesus rufet, es ist schon vollbracht. Jesus ist Sieger über den Tod. Jesus ist Sieger, bricht alle Not. Jesus ist Sieger in Ewigkeit. Für dich hat Jesus den Sieg schon bereit. Weißt du, was heute noch Wunder tut? Nur unseres Heilands kostbares Blut. Auch wenn die Hölle und Erde bebt, glaubt dieser Botschaft, dein Jesus erlebt. Jesus ist sie. Über den Tod, Jesus ist Sieger, bricht alle Not. Jesus ist Sieger in Ewigkeit. Für dich hat Jesus den Sieg schon bereit. Und kommt noch heute der Tod heran, kannst du es glauben, was er getan? Jesus, dein Heiland, er liebt dich noch. Komm, fasse Mut nun und glaube es doch. Jesus ist Sieger den Tod. Jesus ist Sieger, bricht alle Not. Jesus ist Sieger in Ewigkeit. Für dich hat Jesus den Sieg schon bereit. Jesus ist Sieger über den Tod. Jesus ist Sieger, bricht alle Not. Jesus ist Sieger in Ewigkeit. Für dich hat Jesus den Sieg schon bereit.
Halleluja,
Halleluja, Halleluja, wir lösen durch sein Blut. Halleluja, Halleluja, wie hab ich so gut. Halleluja, Halleluja, der
And now we are coming to the close, and we ask Brother Helmut Mitzkis to come here. Tomorrow he will travel to South America, and we would commit him to the grace of the Lord. He and his brother Claudio, they are taking care for all of the Portuguese language. Wherever it is spoken Portuguese, and we are just grateful. Just in Brazil, there are thousands, not hundreds, there are thousands who have come to the faith. There we have stations where the sermons are being heard, and great is doing great things. And he blessed and could use our brothers in a mighty way. We give our brother greetings in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother Müller, come and pray with us. Come and thank the Lord. The Lord be with you, beloved brother. God bless you. Dear Lord, I thank you that I could be here this weekend. Lord, we trust you that this faith was established, because faith cometh by hearing. Thank you. Let your word be alive in our hearts, and it will accomplish for what you have sent it for. I thank you that you blessed each one, especially who need prayer in their situations. Please manifest your victory in their lives. Receive the glory and adoration. Thank you for the wonderful grace. We are aware what we received in this time. Receive the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. He did bless us. Now we go for baptism, and all who can help, you know what is meant. All the young people who can help, they are invited. We go now for baptism. The grace of the Lord be with you. Now, addressed for the brothers tomorrow, this time there will be no brothers meeting.
fällt wieder aus.
Tomorrow, no brothers meeting.